This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Today we are currently joined in the booth with Riley, aka Rue. How are you going today?
I am great.
So good to hear. It is wonderful to have you here.
Right here. In the booth. In the flesh. Yeah. Thank you for pulling up.
No worries, I had a little bit of trouble finding it, but yeah.
It's a bit tricky.
It is.
It's just like there's so many stairs and you don't know where any of them go, and you're like...
down there is locked.
Oh no.
That is not good.
That is definitely not helpful.
Not okay. Hey, but you made it.
You got here.
Yeah.
Yay. And you are playing tonight at Sound Fusion, which is super, super exciting. It's a pretty stacked
lineup
tonight.
Yeah, they've got a lot of artists
on. But yeah, very exciting that you are playing. How are you feeling for it tonight?
I'm excited. Yeah. I know like a lot of my friends are playing as well. So it's always nice.
It's going to be a little,
with friends.
Little hangout.
Yeah.
That's very sweet. I love Dunedin music scene where it's like you can kind of bring all your friends along and it's just like this one big nice community.
Yeah. Everyone knows everyone. Everyone's so supportive.
Yeah, definitely.
No. Oh, well, okay. Well, we have a few questions for you, Rue. Firstly, you played in the DJ comp recently. Oh my goodness. No, congratulations, because you actually won that, which is so sick. How was that, like, DJing in, like, a competitive aspect? Was it any different to, like, playing a normal set, or was it just kind of like...
Ed, that's a funny one.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I like the 15-minute kind of vibe, like,
true.
To show your stuff, but I guess they've got to get through a lot of people, give everyone the opportunity.
Mm.
But, no, it was definitely fun. Everyone was, like, in the crowd was super supportive, and, yeah.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
I went home kind of early, and then I woke up to this message, so I was like, oh, you won! And I was like, no way!
That's awesome!
It was nuts.
No, so that's fun. So good. Even, like, getting it done in, like, the 15 minutes, because that is a bit of a tight, like, squeeze.
Yeah, it's a little bit tight, but... Yeah, I like to get through a few genres as well.
Yeah, definitely. Because how long are your sets normally, would you say?
Usually you'll get booked for, like, an hour.
Oh, yeah.
The one tonight's only half an hour, so that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, not too much pressure.
Mm.
And yeah, that's good.
Oh, that's cool, though.
Very nice. And now, is there any kind of... I know, I feel like you might like a few different kind of genres, but is there anything you gravitate more towards when you're playing? Or, like, does it depend on the night and the crowd? What's kind of your go-to when deciding what to play?
That's a hard one again, because it's such, like, a genre diverse, I feel.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's different music for different occasions, is, like, all I'd say. But I definitely gravitate towards, like, deeper kind of... bassier stuff.
Nice.
It's like a good sound system.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
And depends on the crowd as well.
Yeah,
you always gotta read them.
Yeah, definitely.
Try to. Yeah.
No, definitely.
Do
what?
You go.
No, you go.
It's fine.
No, it's okay.
Okay, I was going to say, for tonight, do you have any specific, like, what's the vibe going to be like for Sound Fusion tonight? Do you have anything in mind that you're pre-preparing? Or
I have kind of have, like, a playlist, and then I'll probably get there and see how it's going, see if there's anyone around.
True. I think it's going to be a good turnout.
Definitely. Yeah. I'll be there.
Yeah. I'm not too sure. I think I might just play some, like, UK funky.
Nice.
For a good boogie.
No, definitely.
See how the speakers are.
Bass. Yeah. Well, yeah, because I was going to say, like, what goes into your, like, track selection, sort of? Is that, like, a... do you have, like, mixes that you've already got on hand that you could kind of, like, filter into?
If I was organised, I would. Okay. I know a lot of DJs that do, but I'm not.
Real.
And, like, I feel like doing the same one every time would just get so boring.
Okay.
But, I just kind of have a playlist, and I know what songs would kind of go together.
Mm.
And then hopefully... they just work out, the ones that I don't know, but...
No, real, real.
Play with the effects, make it work a little bit.
Yeah, true. I mean, do you find that, like, once you have, like, a set that you kind of, like, play regularly, it's a lot easier to, like, I don't know, focus on the transitions and, like, making it actually sound, like, super
clean and fun? For sure, like, when you know the songs really well.
Yeah.
It makes it so much easier.
No, that's so cool, though.
Yeah.
How long have you had sort of like the mix that you play with now, like the playlist that you play now?
It probably changes like week to week.
Oh, okay.
Very different. Try to keep it new.
Well, and the other one.
Can you guys do ASMR on this?
I mean, you could start.
See he's doing some ASMR right now for us.
Hey. I don't have the nails.
I don't know how I feel about
it. I feel like...
I don't have the nails either. I can just imagine it.
It would be... I think we could... I feel like there has been a show at some stage that was just, like, ambient noise and, like, ASMR. Mm. That sounds like something, like... Sam would have like a late evening show, like 9 p.m.
It'd
be like
a nighttime bedtime show.
Like bedtime show.
Yeah, that's I don't think I'd tune in. Sorry. I'm not.
What if it's really good though? What if it's like, oh no? Because the other day, sorry, this is a bit of a tangent, but like, you know what my favorite noise is? You know, like pool balls or like whatever the material they are that they're made out of. When they, like, clink.
Oh,
that is so nice. It's just so satisfying on the ears. Speaking of satisfying on the ears, back to Sound Fusion. Related things. How did you end up getting into DJing? What made you go, this feels like a fun quest to take upon myself?
Yeah, that's a funny question. I think it's probably just when I started going to parties. Some of my friends got into it.
Mm.
I bought decks because I was like, why are all the boys doing it? I want to do it.
True.
It's quite fun. I listened to the music anyway.
Mm.
So I feel like I go running and like, I think techno, I got into that for like running at the start and then kind of went from there.
Then
over lockdown, as everyone did, bedroom DJ, let's go. so I've probably been like 3 years just been bedroom DJ. Started doing gigs this year.
Oh, that's really cool.
That's nice.
Yeah. Have you got any advice for anyone getting into DJing?
Just try it.
Just
time just on the decks.
Yeah.
Get more confident. And like, you will be really nervous doing anything outside of your bedroom, but it gets like way easier, like really fast. So just give it a go.
No, because I was like, that seems like a fun side quest to pick up. But then it looks so scary, like, when you see all of the things, because they have, like, the decks, and you're like, what is that? What are you tapping? What is plugged into this? This is so much equipment, like...
It just looks scary.
This is very daunting.
No, it's so... Yeah, it's just so many, like, beepy boopy buttons, and I'm like, what if I just push it out of, like... Yeah. What if I'm like, I'm curious about this one, and then it's just like, it just stops playing, and you're like, oh, sorry, guys.
This is why you practice before.
That's it.
So you start on, like, smaller decks with different, less controls, and then you can move up.
No, definitely.
But, yeah, I feel like that daunts a lot of people. They're like, what does this do?
What does this do? And then it's like, it sounds like a screaming child, and you're like, whoa, that was actually an artistic choice, everybody. Trust.
That's the one.
Do you have any favourite DJs, like, local at the moment that you're like, oh, I kind of like their stuff?
At the moment, locally... Obviously, Naughty Club.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
one.
Mm-hmm.
Legends.
Yeah, they're really nice, and they have good tunes. Who else have we got down here?
Doesn't have to be local. Any favourites that aren't local?
I feel like, because I'm from Christchurch.
Oh,
I know a lot more in the scene there as well.
Mm.
Oh, this is a really hard one. Should be.
Or just like any that you've seen recently, just that are like, oh, that was a good set.
It's hard. We've put you on
the spot.
Yeah, we have put you on the spot for this one.
I went to DJ Assault the other week. That was really funny. I'm going down a hole.
No. It's okay. We can keep pondering on that one. It's okay. Yeah. I feel like there's just too many good ones out there. It's always hard to pinpoint.
Yeah. I want to pinpoint people.
Yeah, I completely understand. And apart from obviously Naughty Club, as you mentioned tonight, is there anyone else that you're particularly excited on seeing tonight at Sound Fusion?
Yeah. Oh, my friends are actually playing at the same time and kind of got it about and Dizzy. So I'm gonna run off stage and like kind of a dance. But super excited to see them. The DJ sets are really short on the second stage. So it'll be nice to like see a real variety, I reckon. Also, I know you guys have seen them so much in the last week, but like Hot Sauce Club.
No, they are so good live. You can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did you head to Pint Night?
I wasn't at Pint Night.
So sad.
Yeah, I had work.
True.
It's rough. Hey, but tonight, Hot Sauce Club.
Yeah, hopefully they bring the vibes.
So, yeah, so, should be very good. And obviously, you're playing tonight. Mm-hmm. Have you got anything else lined up in the future?
At the moment, no. Ooh. I'm kind of want to take a break for a little bit, just like focus on other stuff. Because it's been kind of hectic in the last couple of months.
For sure.
Yeah, listen to music. That's not like.
Yeah, especially heading into good old exam season.
So yeah, true. Sure. I gotta block that one.
Lock
out.
In.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, anyway. Very exciting. Very excited to see you play tonight at Eric's for Sound Fusion.
Yeah,
and
fun.
Excited to see what you get up to next in the future after your nice little, probably
your little hiatus
break. But yeah, thank you so much for coming and joining us on the show tonight. Today, it's not nighttime yet.
We're taking over.
We're getting there, but not quite
Eve.
Yet. Yes, well, that was Rue, Riley. Go check them out and go check out Sound Fusion tonight. They'll be there 9 p.m. You're on?
That's the one.
That's the one. So get there, go have a boogie, have some fun. Coming up next.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.